Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If it's delicious and in Connecticut, they're talking about it. It's The Feed, Star 99.9.
Summer's not over yet based on these temperatures this week, and there's a lot of places here in Connecticut to go out to eat if you have a boat or someone you know has a boat to pull up right to the dock. Super fun thing to do in the summertime. Every Tuesday, I talk food with CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. So where are some of these places that we can pull up our boat?
Yeah, I know some good places. I moved to Brantford about two and a half years ago. I'm going to start us off in my little town of Brantford. Of course, there's Lenny's Indian Head Inn. It's one of my favorite spots in the summer. Definitely going to go here this weekend. Like you said, Kevin, that weather is going to be nice for us. Maybe get some mudslides. And at Lenny's, you can pull up a smaller boat in the back. You can definitely fit a jet ski. I've done both before. There's a rope and a pole, so enter at your own risk when it's high tide. Lenny's has that hot lobster roll, packed of lobster meat, toasted roll, hot butter and fries on the side. They also have a really good cold lobster roll, equally as perfect, dressed with celery and mayo with the water and sunset views. Can't beat the photo op moment. Now, when I go to Lenny's, I always order their almost famous buffalo wings. They're smothered with this bright red hot sauce, served with celery and blue cheese. I just posted them on my Instagram last night because I've been thinking about them.
I saw that. They looked amazing. That's awesome. And I've only had a couple lobster rolls this summer, so I definitely need to amp it up a little bit for the rest of August.
I was thinking that, too. I said I only had a couple of hot lobster rolls. So, and Lenny's is nice, too, because they have the live music and the boat bar in the back. So what a better way, right? Pull up on your boat. Pull up on the jet ski. There's live music going. Maybe you have a frozen cocktail in one hand and a lobster roll in the other.
I love it.
Next one is Dockside Seafood and Grill, another great spot in Brantford. It's actually located in the Safe Harbor Marina at Bruce and Johnson's. Great view here for fabulous fried seafood. They're open 7 days a week, which is really nice. Outdoor seating, one of the best sunset spots, I think, on the shoreline. You can dock your boat in the marina and stay a while.
Nice. The sunset's key. And this time of year, too, the sunsets are just amazing in the late summer.
I know. I think they're around 8:30 now, so yeah. Really nice to get them while you're eating dinner. Next one in Brantford is Stony Creek Brewery. So beautiful views of the ocean. We often take the boat right up to the dock, put it right on the side of the brewery. And if you haven't heard, Stony Creek has very recently been purchased by NEBCO, or the New England Brewing Company. It's currently under a remodel. They're going to be opening up NEBCO Kitchen soon by Supreme Seafood. So it's going to be a great addition to the already beautiful location. So they're going to have a little bit of seafood there. They're going to have a little bit of brewery now. So town's super excited for that new venture.
Yeah, I like that they're keeping it in the brewery world and not just like changing into something completely different, you know?
Yeah, it could have been apartments. For all
right, exactly.
We're happy it's going to stay. Brewery and some nice views. And right near Stony Creek Brewery, if you turn a little bit to the left in the next parking lot, is Nelly's. They used to be called Nelly Greens. Last one on my list, but they offer a fresh take, casual waterfront dining. They often have live music here, one of my favorite menus in the summer. Food and drinks are great, a little expensive, but it's worth it for the views in the summertime, especially the fact that you can call ahead and the restaurant has two slips. So you can easily pull a bigger boat or a jet ski up here too. We did it this summer. It's a great time just to pop in.
Yeah, I didn't even think of the jet skis. The boat is one thing, but the jet skis, you can hit a bunch of places and just pull right up to the dock. That's fun.
Yeah, it brings bar hopping to a whole new meaning.
Yeah, exactly. All right, awesome. And you might not own a boat like me, like myself, but you probably have a friend with a boat or someone that you know, and maybe you want to go get something to eat, pull up to the dock, and just get right off. There's a lot of places to do that here in Connecticut. Every Tuesday, I talk food with CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. So where else can we pull up with the boat?
Yeah, if you have the boat, your friend has a boat, someone in the family has a boat or a jet ski, really great place in Milford. Kevin, you know this one, Dockside Brewery, right on the water.
Yes.
Travel here by boat. You can dock up really quick. I love the brewery because it has a full food menu. Dockside has shareables, tacos, there's pizza on there, and plenty more. A lot of outdoor space to enjoy lunch or dinner. If you have a big group of friends that are coming off the boat or family, these next couple of days of summer, Dockside Brewery is a good one to pull up the boat.
If you're the type of person that likes to show off your boat, it's a great spot for that because everybody sits like looking right at the water. And it's basically like an arena. It's like stadium seating looking at the boats pull up.
Oh, definitely. I know a lot of boat owners are also nervous where they keep their boats, right? You can't have the waves hitting the side of it.
Yeah.
The Dockside Brewery has plenty of room for people.
Nice.
The next one, I'm going to try soon to pull up our boat, but it's in New Haven and it's Fairhaven Oyster Bar. Definitely a more elevated seafood bar. It's modern, but a bit cozy, tavern-like. Located right on the charming Quinnipiac River. Super intimate. Perfect for seafood lovers who want to try this ever-changing, very unique menu. My husband and I always love to make a reservation and sit at the bar, but you can call ahead. They'll help you with the slip for your boat since it is located inside the Quinnipiac River Marina. It's one thing on our bucket list to try this summer.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And the summer, you know, there is a lot of summer left before Labor Day. So if you have something on your bucket list, too, and you're looking to try one of these places, that's perfect.
Especially the way that the sun is setting now around 8:30. So
yeah.
Maybe you started dinner at 6:30. You're getting towards dessert. The sun's coming down. And then you have a safe way to get back to your slip after these restaurants.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Last one I have for us is Fresh Salt and Old Sayrook. It's worth the drive or maybe the sail if you have a boat. Went here on my birthday a couple of years back. We sat right on the water overlooking the marina. All those big, beautiful boats there just shining. Seafood was amazing. They offer their wild tuna triangles, which is one of my favorite appetizers. It's tuna tartare wrapped in sushi rice with the sriracha aioli, great raw bar options as well. And yes, the restaurant is located in the Saybrook Point Resort and Marina, so a quick call could definitely get you an area on the dock for fresh salt.
That's another good point I never thought of. You could almost get leftovers or just get takeout and eat it on the boat if it's a nice night, like at sunset, like have dinner just on the dock on your boat.
Definitely, that's a great idea.
Awesome. All right. These places all sound delicious and good spots to take your boat if you're out for the rest of this summer. So at CT Food Girly on Instagram. Thanks so much. Have fun on the boat the rest of the summer, Alex.
Thanks, Kevin.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.